This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The winner of the 50th Iditarod crossed the finish line a week and a half ago, the long-distance sled dog race of legend, Balto, mushing, all of that. And while it is the mushers and their dogs, and their sleds, I suppose, out on the trail, it does take a whole lot of people and small businesses to prepare the dogs and the logistics to get everybody safely through 1,000 miles of Alaskan wilderness. Nobody gets rich running and racing sled dogs, but really, the passion is what makes it special, right? Here's today's installment of our series, My Economy.
My name is David Munson. I live in Fairbanks, Alaska, and I run Trailbreaker Kennel. My late wife and I started the business in 1976. It turned out that we both had a love for dogs and a love for racing. So our kennel became larger and discovered there was a passion for competition as well as just spending time in the wilderness with our dogs. We have 38 racing sled dogs in our kennel, and funny enough, we also have 2 pet dogs, so that would end up at 40. We have to be up working 12 hours a day. We're running 50 to 100 miles a day with different teams and cumulatively. I think the biggest expense we have is dog food, but veterinary care, because of the vaccines and because of the physicals and so forth, are racing with dog sleds. They might be anywhere from $1,000 to $6,000. I think the reason we are so passionate about this is because we love dogs, we love the wilderness, and we love the opportunity to explore. And so when you're out there on a night with the northern lights above and it's totally quiet and you can look around and see things, perhaps every once in a wild animal come by, it's a magical experience. It really allows us to get in touch with our soul when we're out there. And you know, I consider myself very, very lucky because I look forward to every day when I go to work. I don't even think of it as work. I think of it as the opportunity to really experience what a lot of people don't. Well, the future plans for my business would be that my 2 daughters take over. So I'm looking forward to leaving this as a setup opportunity for them to be able to come in, see if they have the same passion as I do, and then I'll pass it on.
David Munson, he's up in Fairbanks, Alaska. You know, we cannot do this series without you no matter where you are, so please go to marketplace.org/myeconomy and let us know what's going on in your economy.